Welcome to a special episode of Joy in Learning, a podcast from the Harley School in Rochester, New York. For this episode, I spoke with grade 8 student Jaylen about her rapidly growing career as a DJ. I am here with middle school student Jaylen, also known as DJ Coco. Jaylen, thanks for sitting with me today.
You're welcome.
So I just want to give a little context before we get started. Usually this is very much an I ask questions and the guest answers, and I just sort of sit back. I'm going to take a slightly more active role today because the reason Jaylen's here is because you are a DJ who's been working quite a bit.
Yeah.
You are in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I am a DJ as well, mostly from a very long time ago, but still playing right now. I was a DJ long before you were born. And I think it's going to be interesting for us to have a conversation about what that means for me and what that meant in my time and what that means for you.
Okay.
So let's start with that. I just want to give a little bit of context. I did just some research. I knew a little bit about the history of DJing. Did you know that the term DJ was coined in 1935?
No, I didn't.
Which is crazy to me. I thought it would have been maybe in the 50s, but originally that was it was radio DJs that they were talking about. People who were just playing music on the radio. The first person to use two turntables at a party was in 43, which is just bananas. In the 40s, they started this. But it really became more popular in the 60s and 70s, people using two turntables at parties. And then, of course, the hip-hop generation starting in the 70s is where it started to take on a musical aspect, where DJs were making beats with records. When I started, it was all turntables. It was records, you know, 12-inch vinyl on turntables. And we had to do a thing called beat matching or mixing.
Yeah.
So we actually, now, digitally, that's quite easy. Back in the day, we actually had to speed up and slow down individual records to get them to match. And we had to actually match keys. We had to know the keys of our records, and we didn't really know the exact key, but we knew which ones went with which. So we had to be really, understand which songs went with which songs. And you only had a limited amount of time in the beginning and the end of songs to mix stuff. It's much different now. Even for me, I don't use records anymore. I still own all my old records, by the way, and my turntables.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? They're in my basement. So for me, when I think of DJ, that's somebody in a nightclub in front of a in a DJ booth in front of a crowd of people.
Yeah.
But now for your generation, there are a whole bunch of other things that being a DJ could mean. So for you, what does that mean for you when you hear the term DJ?
To me, when I hear DJ, I think of, like you said, a party, but I also think of more of an actual DJ board instead of how you said you use turntables. And I also feel like DJing is also trying to, like, hype up the party and, like, dancing, too, instead of just, like, jazz music. I feel like now it's all genres.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, speaking of genres... What kind of music do you play?
I play all genres. It kind of also depends on what party you're at. Like, if it's at a calm conference, then I'm going to play, like, jazz music or instrumental something. Or if it's, like, a teen birthday party, like my age, I'll play more of rap, drill, like, stuff that my age kids listen to now.
Okay. Do you tend to play stuff that could be heard on the radio?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
A lot of people listen more to the radio. So I feel like if you put more radio hits onto what you're going to play, it's more to get crowd hyper because they already heard the tune before and they most likely know the lyrics.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to sort of mix in those crowd pleasers, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yep. So you said you also play more like down tempo, more chill, like jazz stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that stuff that you listen to?
I wouldn't say I listen to it, but since I'm a DJ, I would have to, so I know what's good to play and what's more listened to than other music.
Okay. And when you say jazz, are you talking about new stuff? Are you talking about like old, mm-hmm. like, you know, 40s and 50s jazz?
I would say both, but I feel like when I would DJ, I would start with the old, then go into the new, because, I mean, it also depends on what crowd it is, because if it's like, '90s or like people in their 90s or kind of in that age range, definitely go with the old, because that's most likely what they've heard before.
Right, right. So how did you get started DJing?
So in the summertime of 2020-2021, I think I was signed in to this DJ camp, and it was only for a week or 2 weeks, and it was only like twice a week. So after that I actually loved it. So then I kept having lessons, private lessons, and I just started a whole thing with this.
Okay. So where was this camp?
It was at the rec center. My mom, she has this really good friend, Khadija Yon, and she hosted it. So, I did it for a couple of weeks, and then she kept giving me private lessons also with other DJs, because she's also a DJ.
Okay. So this is a friend of your mom's.
Yeah.
That got you into it. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. When you play, I assume you're using like a laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what other equipment are you using?
So I use my speakers. I use a microphone. I use this app. It's called Serato. That's where I have all my music, everything. And I also use like a flash drive, because sometimes you can't have certain music on Serato. So then you have a flash drive, so you can put it into the computer and make a file and all that stuff. Yeah. So I use that.
Okay. And do you use like a controller as well? Or are you straight on your laptop?
No, I use a controller. I use like a big board. It has buttons and it also has turntables on it too.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, that's what I do too. Mm-hmm. So I have my laptop and then a controller. But it's amazing the difference. So I played out at a club in December for mm-hmm. That was my first nightclub gig since, it had to be the early 2000s in New York, I think, was the last time I played in a club. And it was so different using a laptop in a controller.
Yeah.
Because like when I used to play, I had to bring in crates of music, crates of records, and those mm-hmm. things are heavy.
Yeah.
So I had a two-wheeled cart mm-hmm. that I would fold up in my car and
yeah.
wheel into the club, and then, you know, heft stuff up the stairs, and it was crazy. Now it's just like a little backpack and a little case.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much nicer. You kids are spoiled. So you did kind of a big gig over the summer, right?
Yeah.
But tell me about that.
Which one?
Whoa, there were multiple big gigs. Wow, yeah. Check you out. I don't know. Well, you tell me. I thought there was just one.
So I did a lot of parades during the summer. I was in the Juneteenth Festival, and I don't remember the parades. And I did a concert over like a couple weeks ago, and it was really fun. It was really fun. I loved it. I would love doing another concert.
Okay, and where was that?
It was at the Theater of Rochester.
The auditorium?
Auditorium, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And who, you opened for somebody, right?
Yeah, I opened for that girl, Lele.
Right on. And how did you get that gig?
So actually, there's like a lot of people, like managers that bring famous people into town. So they DM'd my mom. And I was the first, they were the first person they thought of. I was the first person they thought of.
That is pretty amazing.
To open up for her.
That is pretty amazing. So what's next for you? Like, what do you think you want to do with this?
So I don't know, because I started just doing it for fun. But as I kept doing it, I actually love DJing. So I've been up to the radio station a couple of times. And I think I like radio DJing. It's pretty cool, but it's a lot of buttons. It's a lot that you have to learn. It's definitely complicated. But for now, I think I'll just keep doing what I'm doing right now, because it's good. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. So you like that process of talking in yes. between songs too?
Mm-hmm. I don't do that a lot though. I don't do that.
Yes. I don't.
It makes me nervous. I don't know.
Yeah. Which you wouldn't think that, you were in my podcasting class. We're both pretty comfortable on a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, when I'm DJing, I don't talk.
Yeah. No.
I just play music.
I just use like sound effects and I have like my name on like one sound effect. So I'll just use that.
Okay.
I can't talk
yet. Okay. How'd you come up with your name, DJ Coco?
So when I was younger, that was my nickname. And my puppy, his name is Coco too. So, I mean, that I used Coco for everything.
Okay. All right. That's cool. So, another bit of information for those listening. My current podcasting class is actually in the room with us taking notes, and they're going to critique how I did. And they're going to see if there are any questions that I missed, any follow-up questions. But I want to include them in this small chance that you and I might be playing a gig this weekend.
Yeah.
At the Harley School. There is an event called Silent Auction Silent Disco. It is the first part of our Blast fundraiser. And there is a chance that there might be a couple of special guest DJs at that Silent Disco. So if you're listening to this week and you would like to come, you might be able to hear the two of us playing some guest sets. Jalen, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For joining me. Class, are there any questions that I missed that you would like asked? Emma.
Have you ever DJed for any other really famous
folks? Okay, so Emma's question is, just in case it didn't get picked up on the mic, Emma's asking if Jalen has ever DJed for any other famous people.
I would say not yet, but I have met a lot of other famous people. Do you want to know who? Okay, so I've met Beyonce. I've met Jay-Z. Blue. I've met Meek Mills. I've met, that girl, Lele. And that's all I can think of right now.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are pretty big.
Yeah.
It's about as big as it gets. you had a question? Okay, anybody else? All right, Jalen, again, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I hope that I see you Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us today on Joy in Learning, the Harley Schools podcast. We look forward to sharing interesting stories, discussing educational topics, and exploring ideas with you in our next episode. See you again soon.